No, and that's the problem. Once you go to one, you're addicted.
Yeah, I remember thinking when you mentioned the one in 2024, I've got friends in San Antonio, and they're going to be in total there. And I thought, I'll drive out there. I've got a place to stay, no problems. Don't have to worry about booking a hotel room. But I'm not going.
But you said that the difference between 90% and totality is major.
It's night and day. It's night and day.
Yeah, right?
Well, we're going to talk more about the one upcoming in just a minute with Rick Evans, longtime director of our planetarium, retired, but this is your passion. We're so glad to see you.
Our astronomy expert.
I wish I thought to make it with key lime pie.
Also brings us eggs from time to time.
Yes. We are just past 8 o'clock, so we'll talk more about the eclipse. And by the way, you should pay close attention because somebody will win a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card with a pop quiz question based on stuff that
we'll quiz you.
Rick Evans shares with us next hour. So it's going to be very edumacational. Mark and Vicky have had Applied Security for over 4 decades. They have been protecting homes, businesses, and properties. And they would love to have a chance to work with you. They're local, always better. Local is always, always better. And you save money on monthly monitoring. A lot of folks have had to make painful decisions about where to cut in the budget. And sadly, some have, we just can't afford the monthly monitoring. It's gotten too expensive. Under 30 with Applied Security. If you'd like to learn more about the systems they have available, very easy to work with. And they've been protecting us here at Blue Water perfectly for 20 years. Call 279-8338, 279-8338 for Applied Security. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. SRN News in 1 minute.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Wolfpack, Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
As the twisted steel of the once towering Francis Scott Key Bridge lies in the waters of the Patapsco River in Baltimore, the search goes on for the bodies of a half dozen construction workers now presumed dead. They were on the span when it collapsed early yesterday morning. Trying to muzzle former President Trump, a New York judge imposing a gag order on Mr. Trump in a so-called hush money criminal trial. The Supreme Court has heard arguments in a challenge to FDA approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. The High Court being asked to compel the FDA to reinstate safety measures relating to the drug while the Biden administration pushed for dismissal of the case. About 30 rockets launched from Lebanon into northern Israel earlier today, Hezbollah claiming responsibility for the attack. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 143, NASDAQ futures 68 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating.
And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Iron Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
The announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
The drama from yesterday and a theory.
Hey, what are you guys on the south? Side, one of you guys on the north side, hold on traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So that until you get that under control, we gotta stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew out there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic was stopped?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
I want to share with you the opinion of a longtime friend of mine, a man I trust implicitly. He was an engineer and sent me the following.
Yeah.
After watching the sped-up version of the ship hitting the bridge, he says, cyber attack on the ship's computers, guarantee you, and made reference, and now it's really going viral over the internet about Barack Hussein Obama producing a movie for Netflix about something like this. And it's true. It's a movie about an oil tanker that runs aground, which, of course, you know, the hysterics that would come with that.
Well, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Because climate change and yada, yada, yada. So, and all the Bubba Mises and talking heads, they've all got something to say about this, how deeply it's going to gouge the American economy. Right. But our friend Leon, who has been a trucker for a long, long time and has been on that bridge and in the Port of Baltimore on numerous occasions, says, yeah, it's going to be an inconvenience, but smart people can reroute this while the bridge is being rebuilt. It shouldn't be too terribly damaging. But I've seen ridiculous estimates. 140,000 jobs are going to be lost. And yada, yada. Let's just let it play out. I mean, what's there to worry about? Pete Buttigieg is on the job. Make a good point, lady. I was brought to you by Pettinger Concrete Technologies, the masters of the art of concrete, no matter what it is you're having done. They're rebuilding Prattville High School's football stadium right now, so they can take on big projects, but they will give the same maximum effort, attention to detail that makes them the best at what they do, whether you're getting a driveway or a stamped concrete patio or having concrete landscaping built into the contours of your yard. They did that for Larry Stevens, and it was just amazing to see. I thought it was preform stuff that they just put out in a decorative. No, Penny earned
sculpture. It was like sculpture.
They poured it right into the contour of the landscape, and it was just amazing. That's what makes Tom Latham the artist of that particular field of special construction, and that's the guy you want in charge of your project, because you're going to pay money for concrete. Get it done right the first time, so the money you pay immediately becomes part of the value of your home and grows in value with your home as it ages. 284-9292 for that free estimate. 284-9292. Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Will be back with Rick Evans, our astronomer buddy, right after
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
We don't know about the weather for us so far on the 8th of April, but we will tell you that we have a beautiful Easter weekend ahead of us here. with mostly sunny day today, comfortable high 73. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight, low in the mid-40s. Sunshine Thursday, high 69. We'll be in the low 70s. A good Friday, good forecast with low to mid-70s, actually. And then upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday. I've got us around 83. So a string of sunny, dry, storm-free days right on through Easter weekend. And timing is everything. And I'll tell you what, the timing is going to be great. We'll see about the eclipse. Right now, this morning, clear skies. It's 52 at 8:10.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The big solar eclipse is today, so it's a good time to check out the top surprising facts about the solar eclipse. Number 5, it only happens every few decades, kind of like Rod Stewart having kids. Number 4, yes, you look stupid in those eclipse glasses. Number 3, people who stare at it could suffer permanent eye damage and have a future as an NFL referee. Number 2, it gets about 28 miles per gallon on the highway. Oh, sorry, was thinking about the Mitsubishi eclipse. And the top surprising fact about the solar eclipse? It'll last roughly 2 minutes, like you in bed.
334-440-3663 if you connected to any part of that statement. So Rick Evans, our friend and astronomer, is here with us to talk about the eclipse.
Hey.
Next week, and as Rich mentioned a few minutes ago, the visit we paid to the planetarium, which you did such an incredibly great job.
2017.
Yeah, that seems like yesterday, but here it is 7 years later, and we're close to the next one.
Tell us about your exciting eclipse trip coming up.
Yeah, where are you going to be watching from?
I'm actually going to go north. I'm going to go up to Dayton, Ohio.
Oh.
And Rich's backyard.
I'm up on Lake Erie, but near Cleveland, and it's going to be going right over my house. Unfortunately, the weather may not cooperate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the thing with eclipses. We can predict eclipses hundreds of years in advance. Yep. What we cannot predict is what the weather is going to be that day.
Yeah, that's true.
I was talking with somebody the other day. In fact, it was the librarian that provided us with eclipse glasses because they had a special eclipse viewing at the Rufus Davis Library. And it struck me that didn't ancient astronomers map the heavens and figure all of these things out before we had like indoor plumbing? It's interesting how the priorities of man evolve, you know?
Even the Incas and
absolutely.
The Mayans knew about eclipses.
What's the theory on that? That they were able to, they put so much effort and genius into figuring all of these things out before there were other needs that might have been more important?
Well, they didn't have Google.
Okay. That's true.
And, you know, they didn't have reality TV like The Bachelor and all that garbage stuff. Okay.
That's what it is.
Yep. So, you know, they used the celestial sky. That's when they knew when to harvest, when to plant.
Mm-hmm.
So, when to attack if they were going to go to war against somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So they studied the heavens.
Yeah.
And they knew it better than we probably know it today.
Exactly. They didn't have anything else. No other distractions. Well, let's talk about Montgomery, Alabama, and the fact that we're going to be able to see certainly not a total eclipse, but a pretty darn good show.
Almost the same as 2017, isn't it?
It's pretty close to 2017. 2017, I think, was at 90%.
And we're going to be at 84% for this
86.
86% for this one.
86%.
Okay, 86%. Now, let's give some people some ideas on times. If this is on Monday the 8th, that's going to be a week from this coming Monday. We're starting just after lunchtime, right?
Correct.
12:40 p.m.
So the last one, the one last year, I was in New Orleans for that. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It really was. And I had the eclipse glasses with me. And everybody at this restaurant in New Orleans, you know, it's party time. They don't really pay much attention to what's going on. And my daughter and I are looking at this amazing spectacle. And people started asking, what are you looking at? Well, the pair of eclipse glasses I had got worn by at least 40 people, and they paid for our lunch. The staff was so glad that they had the chance to look at it.
Well, and that's the thing about an eclipse. And an eclipse, even though totality only lasts a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm. Some places up to 4 minutes, I guess.
Right. And that's in the southern part of the U.S.
Oh, all right. Gotcha.
As you get up into Dayton, which is kind of moronic when you think about it.
Yeah.
I want to drive all the way to Dayton for 2 minutes and 46 seconds of a totality. Right.
It makes sense to have that. I mean, I can only imagine having the heavens, you know, midday sun completely. I mean, we've had some dark weather days. We see that once in a while, but nothing like totality.
So we start at 12:40 p.m. here at Montgomery. We reached a maximum. I'm looking at a picture you just sent me of a screenshot. 1:59 p.m. Here in Montgomery, and then we go until 3:17 p.m. So pretty much Monday afternoon after lunch. This is when we can expect that. And by the way, our weather may not cooperate either.
Wow. And you know, Greg makes a good point. Okay, there's all this panic over getting eclipse glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What the thing that we have seen or found, this eclipse lasts for hours.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to stare at it for hours.
No.
So, you know, if you have a pair, share it with somebody else. Yeah. They'll look at it for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, all this panic over, I got to get these glasses. No.
Yeah. You wonder, since you mentioned that people were able to figure these things out thousands of years ago, which is incredible, how it struck them in the heart, mind, and soul to see daylight disappear
right
for a couple of minutes, and how that affected whatever their belief systems may have been.
Right. And the Chinese they thought it was a dragon consuming the sun.
Wow.
So, you know, each culture had their own story behind it.
Right.
But it's pretty bad.
It confuses the animal population, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It gets eerily quiet in totality.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear a pin drop.
Wow.
You got roosters crowing, right? So all the animals are reacting like
Well, the one that really, that I feel bad for is the vampires.
What the hell is it? Day or night?
Yeah, they get tricked.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. I would have never thought of that there, Rich Thomas, there.
So, all weather dependent, but it travels at what, 1,500 miles an hour?
It's a 10,000 mile long path.
Yeah.
And it's 115 miles wide. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it travels rather quickly.
Do you love those? The Delta's got two flights out of Austin.
Yes.
Isn't that great? Isn't that cool? That's going to follow the eclipse.
What are they charging for a flight on that?
I don't know. But they take off from Austin, and they go to Detroit.
Now, I wonder, Rick, if you're on that Delta flight, let's say you're at 30,000 feet, and you stay in the path, would you be high enough to see the width of the darkness and then the light on the fringes? I'm wondering about that, what it's like to be at a higher altitude.
I think you would. Yeah, I think you would. And as you look down at the earth or at the surface, I think you could see that path.
Coolest thing I've ever seen, or one of the coolest things I've ever seen on an airplane, was flying from Tucson to Phoenix. Because at night, this is a red eye back to Chicago, at night, you see this sea of darkness, the desert, and these two stunning diamonds glittering in the middle of that sea of darkness. It's really a cool thing when you're midway between those two towns.
If you're ever in a aircraft on 4th of July, and
that
every
was,
little town, every little town's fireworks.
I've done that, and I thought, wow, what a great way.
Yeah.
Problem was, by the time when the fireworks were going off, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, we were still at 30,000 feet, and they looked like little blooms there.
Right.
It wasn't quite as great as I thought. Stick around because you can win a $20 Steve Bistro gift card when we do the Rick Evans Pop Quiz question coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Well, my goodness, traffic is really building. We're getting very busy now on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevards are looking better. There's no problems there, just heavy traffic. And, of course, all of our arteries inbound to Montgomery busy. You know the drill. It is that time of day. But no accidents causing any problems at the moment. Please buckle up. Drive carefully. Be very vigilant, watching out for your fellow drivers, and we'll keep you updated. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama, Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
This week, an international event is underway in Huntsville. The Association of the U.S. Army is holding its global symposium at the Von Braun Center until this Wednesday. Technological expertise will be showcased for those within military service and leadership. AUSA says this event is to create synergy between industry partners and the defense industrialized base in order to move towards modernization of the U.S. Army and become a multi-domain capable force. There will be 200 exhibits at this event, and around 6,000 attendees are expected to be there. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A former police officer in Decatur has filed a motion to dismiss the federal lawsuit filed against him for the death of Steve Perkins in September of 2023. Mac Marquette was one of the four officers responding to activity at Perkins' home regarding the repossession of one of his vehicles. The Perkins family has filed a federal civil lawsuit against Marquette for depriving Perkins of his federal right and shooting him. The motion from Marquette's lawyer says this cannot be proven and should therefore be dismissed. Comedian Tom Segura is coming to Alabama in the fall of this year. Segura will perform at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater in Tuscaloosa on August 30th. Segura and his wife are part of a comedy podcast called Your Mom's House, which has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. Tickets for the performance go on sale this Friday. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. the Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 months leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and 995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rick Evans, formerly the director of our planetarium, and making it great during the time he was there.
You ought to see his RV that he's got. He's just
I take it
picture.
It vastly outpaces wow. Cousin Eddie's.
Jeez, look at that.
Presume. from the eclipse in 2017, mm-hmm. Bonnie Tyler was in totality, and you know what song she had to sing.
Oh, yeah. This one's going right over the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they have an outside sound system, and so there's been this debate on which song they should play, and...
Slipping Into Darkness by War, man.
Or
that's
how
what
about
I want.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yes.
That's so cliche. That's too obvious. You got to come up with something a little more obtuse.
What was that show you used to put on every year?
It was Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah. The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you start. Yeah.
I heard about it. I really wanted to go because people said it was
awesome.
But never had the opportunity. So.
We're going to do a question now?
Yes.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Name the city that Mr. Evans will be traveling to watch the eclipse.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. 2729228. First person with the correct answer gets a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. That's 2729228.
Sorry. Oh.
And the phones have already started lighting up. Okay.
And again, all weather dependent, folks. We'll see how that.
It's backup Steve. Up. He does pay attention.
Hey, Steve. Hi.
Name
well,
that city.
No convoluted intros here, but again, Mr. Evans, thank you very much for all your service with the planetarium and all. I know, as a former teacher. People just speak your praises and how great that place is and it's going to be. But I believe you're traveling all the way to Dayton, Ohio, the home where the Wright brothers are. Yep. Of course, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Wright-Patterson is correct.
And that's actually where I will be camping.
Is that right?
Is that Wright-Patterson Air Force
Base? I was there when I was a kid. I would love to go back.
There's a great
fantastic museum up
great
there.
Great museum.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, cool. So you're a winner.
All right, Steve.
Hey,
Jay's
we're all a winner.
Jay's going to get you jam up and jelly tight with your $20 Seafood Bistro gift card on News Talk 93.1 FM. Is there a thing that you can look up past eclipses in certain locations?
Yes. There's a website, but it's called Time and Date.
Time and date.
And it will show you all the past eclipses, and it'll show you all the future eclipses.
I know time and date, but I didn't know they do that.
Yes.
Interesting. That's where you can get your sunrise and sunset, and moonrise and moonset times as well.
All right, so the reason I'm asking, my first eclipse was in Chicago.
Okay.
And I remember, you know, all the kid shows were teaching you how to put together the box so you wouldn't look into the sun and fry your eyeballs and all those scary things. And I want to see if I can find the date on that. So I'm typing Chicago Eclipse. And what did I get back on this? Nothing.
I'll look it up and I'll send it to you. Yeah.
Yeah, I would kind of like to know.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and you're already seeing it. They're canceling schools in the Northeast.
Uh-huh.
All this panic and fear over...
That's nuts.
It is. You know, well, the kids are going to look at it and they're going to go blind.
Oh.
No.
You know. Hey, kids can go blind a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, you can't protect them 24/7.
Well, the sun's up 365 days a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You can look at it anytime and do stupid things.
We just had
in New Orleans, what will the percentage be? I think it's going to be close to 90, isn't it?
I think it's 90.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's 90.
Farther.
Right.
I don't know if you noticed this, but I was celebrating my new grandson. Today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your half birthday.
Who would be dumb enough to celebrate their half birthday? What kind of a maroon would do that? Speaking of maroons, we have our morning maroons. Look at that's easy with my grandparrot, Cheeky. Wow, 177 goodwill wishes, too. See, that's better than a half birthday anytime.
Hey, we just had a big geomagnetic storm.
Yeah.
A big one, I mean a major one, right?
Yeah.
Caused, it made the Aurora Borealis visible through much of the northern tier of the U.S.
Yeah, it really is something to do with the kids or the grandkids. When Janelle was four, we had a lunar eclipse around 10 o'clock at night. That was past her bedtime. I said, we're going to stay up because the moon's going to disappear. And she thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
94 is a good year. We also saw the space shuttle take off from the Cape that year. And watching the wonder of an event in the face of your child, there's just nothing that beats that.
Right, right. And that's what made the planetarium so special. But
yeah. You going to be able to hang around for a bit?
Sure.
We're going to turn it over to Jay, who's going to tell you about Heirloom.
Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, a one-of-a-kind jewelry store that sells one-of-a-kind jewelry because it's jewelry that has been passed down from generation after generation, and it's jewelry that was made, I say made to order, but I mean it was made specifically by hand, every single piece there, and so every single piece is extremely unique in that way. You can take a look at what they've got to offer at Heirloom Jewelers by visiting their Facebook page, their Instagram account, or by going online to their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Either of those places are going to show you a rundown of the inventory that he's got, which it's not to say that it's loaded with inventory, because these are, again, one-of-a-kind pieces. They aren't mass-produced. And so you can see exactly what's there, the age of everything, the history, not only of the piece itself, but all the pieces that are involved to make up that piece as well. Troop Booth runs the store, has been. His grandparents opened it back in 1977. He's been running it since 2015. He's got a degree from the Gemological Institute of America. He offers fair and honest values and pricing on the stuff he sells, but also on what you may want to sell as well. If you have antique jewelry, heirloom jewelry, pieces like that, that you're not sure of the value, call Troop and talk to him about it. He's the only guy there. You're going to always be talking to the boss when you talk to anybody from Heirloom Jewelers. 260-0066 is their number. They're located on Vaughn Road, just near Watchman Drive there, but they're only open by appointment only. You know, Greg was talking earlier that the rumor of Taylor Swift having the gym closed so she could have her own private workout. You can have your own private shopping experience because he only opens the doors when you make that appointment. So when you go in there, you're not going to have other people at the same time. It's just going to be you and Troop talking about jewelry. 260-0066 and online at heirloomjewelers.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
By the way, Rick, here's a website called from AccuWeather calling for a mostly sunny day in Dayton. But it's from AccuWeather, so it's going to rain. Mostly sunny.
Brand X services, Ben.
Mostly sunny, comfortable today with a high temperature up to about 73. Partly cloudy, chilly tonight. Will be in the mid-40s for the overnight low temperature. Then we get a series of really nice days. Sunshine, a little below normal, 69 tomorrow, but low to mid-70s on Good Friday, a good forecast. with upper 70s Saturday, near or above 80s on Easter Sunday. I've got us around 83. And, you know, a string of these really nice days. We could be in the mid-80s on Monday the 1st, April Fool's Day, and it's no joke. Right now, this morning, clear skies, it's 52 at 834.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Make this spring your most productive yet with our package deal on Kubota's L2501 DT tractor with front loader, 5-foot cutter, and box blade, and 20-foot trailer at special spring savings. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Oh, wow!
What's today?
Today is Little Red Wagon Day.
When you were little, you had a little red wagon.
I wrapped my little red wagon around a tree.
I got a real red wagon.
My red wagon?
Redder!
TGIF, am I right or what?
TGIF, it's Wednesday.
I know, that's what makes it funny.
You're drunk.
Happy National Little Red Wagon Day.
Showtime.
And settle for nothing less than American Flyer, my friends.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
8:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is really just a combination of two things many love, sports and food. A gambling site called BetUS, no relation to Shohei Ohtani, is looking to hire somebody for a very special job. The title of the job is Wiener Connoisseur.
Mm.
See, there's interest already. You'll get to taste dozens of hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really interested in how good they are. They just want you to measure each weenie to see which major league club has the biggest and smallest. As if that matters.
Yeah.
Once you get your hands on one, you'll need to measure the length and the diameter or girth and also how much it weighs. It's not a full-time gig. They don't expect you to handle all these weenies for free. They buy the game tickets. Travel is covered. You get $2,500.
Now you got me wanting a hot dog and I'm fasting for my doctor's appointment.
I am so sorry, but you know what? Food Outlet had Brian Juicy Jumbos on sale, and yeah. I picked up a pack of those.
Uh-huh.
So after I did 120 stomach crunches yesterday evening, guess what I had? A big, rich, and it was on a nice soft bun. Ooh. I had chopped onions down the length, relish covering the onions, and yellow mustard in a zigzag all the way down the length of the hot dog. And it was so good. Oh, my God. The explosion of flavor in your mouth when you bite that thing.
I had a good one at your house on Saturday.
That was an Omaha steak hot dog.
Oh.
And Eddie Bader, 3220662. Even your wiener is better with Bader. Trying to pay the guy a compliment, Jay.
Yeah, but
you're shaking your head in disgust.
You're doing it in the most Eddie Bader of ways.
I've got to take my leave. So.
He's become an adjective now, hasn't he?
Really?
But we love him. That's the most important thing.
I'm going to take my leave. So.
Oh, you got to go?
I got
on that joke. I'm out of here.
That's right.
I would probably want to keep my distance from this show between now and 9 o'clock. We do have our Morning Maroon nominees come up. You can hang out with us if you'd like.
Sure, why not?
Alrighty. He is here. We have traffic. And then the dumbest of the dumb coming up. And that does not include me already.
Or me.
Report of an accident earlier, Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, somewhere in the vicinity of Periwinkle Lane. That's about halfway between Wetumpka and Willow Springs, but we are not detecting any kind of big traffic backup. Traffic seems to be moving fine out of Wetumpka and on through Willow Springs into Montgomery. Everywhere else, we're very busy. Busiest on I-65 north and southbound into Montgomery, and also 85 southbound into Montgomery this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if any other problems pop up. At McKinnon Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. Or to drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. I'm with Jay Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, a couple of people make inquiries on the hot dog gig. Are you interested in that?
Yeah.
Okay, it is betus.com. The application is on their website. And again, if you got nothing else to do, this could be a lot of fun and very flavorful. And now this.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Right now, I could go for some sugar-coated baby chicks made of marshmallow. Right now, I asked the Easter Bunny, bring me some peeps, just be a decent fella.
Dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed math. Dunce cap,
Alright, time for today's Morning Brew nominees. I just talked to Ivory from one of them. Filling in for Rich Thomas is Rick Evans.
Here, sir.
And our resident expert on eclipses and almost everything that has to do with the heavens. Except maybe how to get there. I would listen. If you had something to say about that, I would listen to you, my friend. Because you're a good guy. We may actually do more than three today because we have a little extra time. And I found this knucklehead. A guy in Australia is in the doghouse after he left his fiance's $2,000 wedding dress on the roof of his car and drove off. Must have meant a lot to him, right? They're offering a $500 reward to anybody who finds it. Here is the bride, Linda Kane, breaking down exactly what happened. And I kind of want to know if she still wants to marry the idiot.
Don't know why the dress was in the car. That wasn't me. As he moved the stuff to put the storage in the car, put the dress on top of the car to not crush it, and then proceeded to drive off. I guess I can replace the dress, but it's just more the frustration of the situation.
So, yeah, I guess,
typical guy, though. Okay, he's trying to do the right thing. Don't want to crush the dress.
Sure. By the way, who hasn't? I've done this many times right in our own parking lot. Put my coffee on the hood of the car to open the door, put something in, and then forgot it was there, and then you're driving out the parking lot, and you got coffee running down the windshield.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I'm all that bright. Next, we have a guy who bragged to police, 20-year-old guy in Indiana, who got arrested after a high-speed chase, then bragged to a cop that he hit 170. A cop near Indy clocked this Mustang going 84 and 55 on Saturday. Tried to pull him over, but he took off. It became a high-speed chase, hitting speeds over 100 miles an hour. But the guy that was being chased said, no, we were actually closer to 200. 20-year-old Michael Stancato, it ended when he hit a curb. Then he had to be wrestled to the ground and tased. And then once they had him in custody, he started bragging about it. They haven't said if that's true or not, but he can expect to have that come up in court when he goes there. And then I may have another audio clip here in the viral section. It's a groom. And you hate, look, you've been married, you've been through the vows, you know, it can be a little anxiety producing, but he messed his up. I said I will laugh at you while you're sad. And I guess because we have time to talk about it right now, because I don't know where to put this next story, but we might as well do it here. And with Rick in the house. There's a fat alligator. Now, they're all pretty big creatures.
Pretty chunky, yeah.
But this one was found living behind a former Coca-Cola plant and captured and is now on a diet to lose some of its 400 pounds. What does a 400-pound alligator sound like? Here are some neighbors from where the gator used to live, and Croc Encounters director John Panna talking about the alligator's new diet.
All the kids know there's a gator there. Don't feed them. Don't mess with them. You know, I don't even allow them over here.
I just hope nobody don't, you know, jump the fence or it don't come out and somebody get attacked.
That's a little heavy for that animal. The trapper caught the alligator and brought him over. It really isn't far away, probably 3-4 miles away. All of our alligators get a mix of pelleted diet. There's a diet made by Missouri. That's the Purina company that's made just for alligators and crocodiles. We feed a lot of that. We also feed fish. We also feed chicken. So we'll do that on a regular basis. And hopefully with time, he'll slender down a little bit.
Look, there's a picture of the gator right there. He does look like he's... Yeah, he's got Churchill cheeks or something.
Churchill cheeks.
He's healthy.
Yeah. I like that.
But who's the dumbest of the dumb in this group? Who are we voting for, ultimately?
Gator's just a gator. So
you can't really.
I don't think it can go to them. But the first one that you did there.
The dress on top of the car.
The car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mistake, and it happens.
And he probably feels like an idiot, and he should.
Right.
And they it's going to cost, if somebody finds it, unless they say, no, I'm just going to give you back the dress because I want to do the right thing. Don't give me any money. Would you?
Yeah, maybe, no.
No.
No, I wouldn't.
And I wonder, I mean, surely it couldn't have stayed in the box falling off the hood of a car that's peeling out of a parking lot.
I've seen cars where apparently somehow the cup has survived turns, pull, you know, drive offs and everything else still on top.
Oh, I made it out to Carmichael Road once, and the only reason I knew it was there is somebody that we work with was turning in and was laughing at me, and they're going like this, pointing up. And that's when I realized my thermos was still straight up on the roof. I think we should reward him with this because there was a price tag to his stupidity.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Guilty of embezzlement. It is 8:51. Let's talk about Jack Ingram Select used cars. Now, the Ingram family, and by the way, a little survey here. Over 51% of people think of their car as a member of the family. And if you have that kind of special feeling towards a vehicle, you should love what you drive. 58%, as a matter of fact, say that they kind of see it that way. And finding the car that's perfect for you or your family is something that the Ingram family has helped people accomplish for many, many years. One of the last and original family automobile dealerships, and John Ingram, of the three Ingrams who are still there, including Ray, president, who is still on the property and very involved in what goes on there, looking to take the pre-owned car process to the next level for you as a customer. Each car that they have now has a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program, and that includes all the cars, Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestic imports, all with a factory warranty. 84 different parts of the engine are checked to make sure they still meet original factory specs. The body shop reconditions the vehicle, gives it a thorough going over. The Carfax vehicle history report, that's the first thing they look at. If it's been in a wreck, they don't even bother. That goes on to auction. So the cars that are on and available there in all price ranges from under $10,000 to pretty much as high as you want to go. Sedans, SUVs, convertible sports cars like a Corvette that's over there. And why nobody's purchased that, I don't know. But it's under $20,000, and it only has 64,000 miles on it from 1999. It's in great condition, too. 25 lending partners will get you done. Plus, they offer 24/7 roadside assistance for the duration of the warranty and rental car reimbursement. So they take the guesswork out of the gig and give you a chance to focus only on the vehicle and its ability to become a part of your family, no matter who is going to be driving it. JackIngramSelect.com and see the entire Ingram family of stores on the Boulevard, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, Nissan, Mercedes, Benz, and Porsche. Here's our final traffic update to Skip, 852.
Well, at the moment, we're looking pretty good on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Traffic is light to mostly moderate and a bit busy on 85 southbound by Chantilly Parkway and Taylor into Montgomery. I-65 southbound, still pretty busy there. All of our feeder roads into Montgomery, 231 out of Wetumpka, Troy Highway, Highway 331, all light to moderate traffic at the moment. Buckle up, drive carefully, no major problems out there. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm with J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower Hardware Enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Molecopro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them, appreciate everything they do with us.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Wolfpack, Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
Interesting little phenomenon from the games last weekend where the shock over Auburn getting booted by Yale superseded the fact that Alabama's moved on to the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're playing North Carolina. I know about North Carolina's basketball legacy, but so what?
It never matters necessarily in these situations.
You are absolutely correct about that.
Hence the Auburn not making it past Yale thing.
There you go. And they had a 6-point lead with just a few minutes to go, too, which made it all the more stunning. Rick Evans, former planetarium director, we hope you're enjoying your retirement and...
Did you see his RV? He is enjoying his retirement.
Oh, well, no, I wasn't invited.
No, he just showed me the picture on his phone. If he can show it to you, trust me, he's doing fine.
I'm sure. He's a wise man.
Living the dream.
Oh, my. If Cousin Eddie ever wins the lottery, he may be making you a serious offer for that. Baby. That is beautiful. I've always thought about wanting to do that, too. But once again, the eclipse coming up, and it starts at what time a week from Monday here?
Well, see, your time is going to be different from my time.
That's right. You'll be in Dayton.
Yep. So here, I think it was, around, let me look. I got it right here.
It's around like noon or something.
Yeah. Starts around noon-ish.
You'll know.
Remember, you'll notice it's getting darker. I hope we have good weather for that. Rich hasn't gone that far.
Yeah, either. That's true.
But don't look directly into the sun and let your eyeballs to make this sound. Absolutely.
Well, you know, if you do, you can only do it twice.
Oh.
Right?
Once with one eye and the other.
Once with the left eye.
Gotcha.
Once with the
right. All right. Travel safely to Dayton, and we'll look forward to chatting with you when you get back from your journey up there.
I'll send you photos during the eclipse.
That'd be awesome.
Because you'll be on at 3.
Yes. So, that's right. I'll be on that day. Maybe you can get us a phone call, too. Coming up next, the incredible chemistry of the team behind Alan.